He said he was grateful, nevertheless, then looked around and said, very low, I'd pay you back for your kindness, Ted, by telling you to cooperate with him to the extent that you can. I don't mean you should get me in trouble, but I don't want you to get in more trouble yourself, either. They may not need you quite as badly as you may think. And I'd have you hear me well now, lady and gentlemen, for this may be very important. I simply don't know. All I know for certain is that what Trampas told me next gave me a terrible deep chill. He said that of all the other side worlds, there's one that's unique. They call it the real world. All Trampas seems to know about it is that it's real in the same way Midworld was before the beams began to weaken and Midworld moved on. In America side of this special real world, he says, time sometimes jerks, but always runs one way, ahead. And in that world lives a man who also serves as a kind of facilitator. He may even be a mortal guardian of Gan's beam. 12. Roland looked at Eddie, and as their eyes met, both mouthed the same word. King. 13. Trampas told me that the Crimson King has tried to kill this man, but Ka has ever protected his life. They say his song has cast the circle, Trampas told me, although no one seems to know exactly what that means.